Jai Sparikar, Sri Sri Guru Garanga, Sri Sri Gandharvika, Giridhari Ju Ki Jai. Om Agyana Tamarandasya, Gyananjana Shalakaya, Chakshurun Militam Diena, Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha, Kripa Sindubhi Evacha, Patitanang Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namaha. My dandavats to all the devotees. This is another video that I'm doing for publishing on our website, scsmotglobal.com. And this is the third in a series where I'm discussing some of the issues of the Acharyas, Srila Govinda Maharaj's instructions for the Acharyas of his mission, that I am referring to as successor acharyas, an idea that became very popular was that he named one successor immediately. I never accepted that, because whoever Gurudev's names as an acharya will automatically be his successor. I gave an example in one of my articles that in Soquel, Govinda Maharaj said that Sripad Janardhan Maharaj, that he will be the acharya and saivite of the Soquel Mat. Previously, Govinda Maharaj was the acharya of the Soquel Mat. So, it stands to reason that who is the next acharya of that Mat? Sripad Janardhan Maharaj, then he will be the successor of Govinda Maharaj. Just as in Navadweep, Srila Acharya Maharaj is the successor of Srila Govinda Maharaj for Navadvipa. So, in turn, for each of those, Srila Gurudev named six acharyas in his will. Each one he intended to be one of his successors. And if you want to drink something, you can, or you can sit here and give your full attention to the class. So, Gurudev names six successors. He names six acharyas in his will. And his will is the final instruction to the devotees of his mission. In the last video that we did, we're calling it episode number two, I think. You'll notice, as I did, I became a little angry in the towards the end of that, discussing Srila Gurudev's will and how it has been ignored, dismissed, and otherwise rendered irrelevant by what has come to be known as the Acharya Board, but was really the International Acharya Board. It was formed on March 7th, 2010 by a memo of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. I'm sorry, Srila Govinda Maharaj. The memo was titled Formation of International Boards. And several boards were created under that memo of March 7th. One board was called International Acharya Board, and five members of that board were named: Sripad Acharya Maharaj, Avadhuta Maharaj, Ashram Maharaj, Janardhan Maharaj, and Goswami Maharaj. So, a misconception seems to have arisen as a result of that, just as previously a misconception arose regarding Srila Acharya Maharaj. When Srila Govinda Maharaj announced on his appearance day in 2009 in the Nath Mandir of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, Navadvip, that he had chosen Acharya Maharaj as the next Acharya of this Mat, then everyone jumped to, maybe not everyone, but almost everyone except me, I think, seemed to jump to some conclusion. Oh, now Govinda Maharaj has named his successor. that there will be one successor, and that will be Sripad Acharya Maharaj. I did not make that assumption because Govinda Maharaj did not say that. Govinda Maharaj never said that Acharya Maharaj will be his only successor, or that Acharya Maharaj would be the Acharya of the worldwide mission of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, as Srila Govinda Maharaj was previously before his disappearance. So everyone acknowledges that there is one Acharya of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math worldwide, all the branches, missions, ashrams, whatever, and that one Acharya was Srila Govinda Maharaj. So when Srila Govinda Maharaj says, "I have Acharya Maharaj, I have chosen him as the next Acharya of this mat," then it meant just what he said. This mat, where he was sitting, Navadweep Dham, India. Srila Acharya Maharaj would be the Acharya of that mat. And as it turns out from Srila Gurudev's will, it's clear to me that he intended that to extend also to his other mats in India. And what Govinda Maharaj called later the Indian group. And the Indian group means those mats which are primarily serving the Indian community. So what are they? Navadweep, Kolkata, Puri, Govardhan, Vrindavan, Shiliguri, etc. The mats that are actually in India. Then next, Malaysia, Singapore, Philippines. Those are also included in Srila Gurudev's will. And specifically, he says there that Srila Acharya Maharaj will have the responsibility for those mats. And finally, the last one to be mentioned, London, and because Srila Sridhar Maharaj wanted the London Mat to be under the Navadweep Mat, so Acharya Maharaj would have responsibility for the London Mat also. So none of this was known to me until months after Srila Gurudev's announcement in December of 2009. On his appearance day, when Gurudev said that he had chosen the next Acharya for Chaitanya Saraswat Math, Navadweep. But after Srila Gurudev's disappearance, then I learned during the festival, the time of the festival that would occur 10 days after his disappearance, I went to Navadweep for that festival, and as I said before, the night of that festival, which I believe was April 7th, the night of that festival, I received a phone call from Mahananda Prabhu on my cell phone. I was in India, staying in the ashram there, and about 11 o'clock, Mahananda Prabhu called me and informed me that there was a meeting the next day of the Acharya Board. That's all he said, Acharya Board. And that I was invited, and I asked him why I would be invited, and he said that Srila Gurudev named you as an Acharya, one of the Acharyas. And then I assumed, well, if there's an Acharya Board, there's more than one. Who are the other Acharyas Govinda Maharaj named? Mahananda Prabhu named six Acharyas. He did not name seven. He did not name one or five or four or three. He named six. The six are the ones given in Srila Govinda Maharaj's will. And they are Sripad Acharya Maharaj, Sripad Avadhuta Maharaj, Sripad Janardhan Maharaj, Sripad Ashram Maharaj, Sripad Trivikram Maharaj, and Sripad Giri Maharaj, yours truly, myself. So, and he mentioned also, the will states that each one of these would be Acharya of a particular preaching field or zone, region, as you like. The region for Acharya Maharaj was what I just mentioned, the Indian group, Navadweep, India, London, Malaysia, Singapore, Philippines. So when this was told to me that I was an Acharya, and I asked who are the other Acharyas, and there was a meeting of the Acharya Sabha, Acharya Board, and that I was invited the next morning, then I attended that meeting the next morning. And to my surprise, a non-Acharya, one who was not mentioned in Gurudev's will to be an Acharya, Sripad Goswami Maharaj, he was also present for this meeting. So, as I mentioned before, this was curious to me why he's there. I assume maybe some advisory role or something of this nature. Not an advisory, consulting role. If we had any question that we could take advantage of his keen memory, intellect, and familiarity with the scriptures, and especially I think Srila Gurudev and Srila Sridhar Maharaj's talks and their directions and so forth, and we could consult with Goswami Maharaj if we had any questions regarding those things. But I wanted to make sure that I was understanding things correctly, so I asked to see for a copy of the will. I was denied a copy on the pretense that the will was in probate and therefore should not be seen by anyone. And I say pretense because we later knew it was a pretense because the will was made public by Acharya Maharaj, and it was publicized on the, it was a decision was made by the Acharya International Acharya Board. They are calling themselves Acharya Board, but it is really the International Acharya Board. They made a decision that the will should be published, and miracle of miracles, as soon as they made the decision that the will could be published, well, then it was published. And it was still in probate, but it didn't matter anymore. So only when I asked for it was it important that it not be distributed because it was in probate. And so they said they would publish the will. They sent an email to me saying that they had decided to publish the will. And since I had by now procured a little surreptitiously, I had procured a copy of Gurudev's will, then I knew that it was okay to publish it. Leaders of this International Acharya Board, who I respected their wishes. They did not want it published, and I didn't publish it, although it was my instinct to immediately publish it. But anyway, at their request, I did not, but as soon as they said it could be published, then immediately I posted it on our website because it was important for all the devotees to get the chance to see Srila Gurudev's last will and testament, what were his final desires. So it took almost 2 months then for the will to appear on Acharya Maharaj's website and from Navadweep. But anyway, they published it. But actually what they published was called an annotated version of the will. And that means that it had been altered. So I don't think it was... I've only noticed that there is one significant alteration, one difference from that I have. And that is that there is one paragraph missing which states that the financial affairs shall conducted by Acharya Maharaj, Mangal Maharaj, and Mahananda Prabhu. So no one has told me why this is omitted from the annotated version published on the Navadweep Math website, but it is. And one other notation that they made to this copy of the will, which I noted and which I agree with and I think is in the form of a clarification, was what I mentioned earlier, that I don't have the will in front of me, but that the parts concerning Srila Acharya Maharaj and the primary trust board, etc., that these those the group of temples in India that are referred to as Krishnanushilana Sangha, I forget the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, Nabadweep, and Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat and Mission of Vrindavan, and others, that these would be referred to collaterally or together as et al., Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat et al., and that this referred to the temples in India. So some clarification in parentheses is put there, and I, as I said, I think it's proper and it's makes things more easily understood for those who are not so keenly aware of all of the details as someone like myself who has studied the will is aware. So the will was published, but at the same time, this so-called International Acharya Board, which is really this International Acharya Board, which they never, you'll find nowhere do they ever refer to it as the International Acharya Board. It's always referred to as the Acharya Board, and I have to assume that this is to create confusion. It's a sort of deception that they are utilizing to make it appear that this is the same Acharya Board that is described in Srila Gurudev's will, when it clearly is not. The Acharya, in the will also, the word Acharya Board is used, but it's in the will it's said this way: an Acharya Board, parentheses, Acharya Sabha, end parentheses, shall be formed, composed of initiating Acharyas, and whatever, for the purpose, and describes the purpose. And the purpose is to give direction, or to give guidance to all other boards, all other boards. Okay? So, since this is mentioned in Srila Gurudev's will, and there is no mention, absolutely none, of the an International Acharya Board. The word International Acharya Board, or the words, are mentioned nowhere in Srila Gurudev's will. The five members of the International Acharya Board as a group, as they are were previously composed the International Acharya Board, they don't exist anywhere in Srila Gurudev's will. And yet, this same International Acharya Board, I will say led by Sripad Goswami Maharaj, because they all appear to be following his direction, that International Acharya Board appears, is not mentioned anywhere, any place in Srila Gurudev's will. The five members of the board, that I named earlier, they are not mentioned as a group, which could make one think, oh, well, this is the International Acharya Board. No, they're not mentioned as a group. Only four of the members of that International Acharya Board were ever named as Acharyas by Srila Govinda Maharaj in his will, and they are Acharya Maharaj, Avadhuta Maharaj, Janardhan Maharaj, and Ashram Maharaj. There is no mention of Goswami Maharaj. So, then it stands to reason, and I think any reasonable person, objectively minded, will assume that in Gurudev's will, where he names six Acharyas and says that an Acharya Sabha, Acharya Board, shall be formed, composed of initiating Acharyas, there can only be one group of Acharyas that are fit to sit on that board as its members, and they can only be the six acharyas that are also named in Srila Gurudev's will. There cannot be any other acharya suited or presumed to be a proper person to sit on that acharya board, acharya sabha, named in Srila Gurudev's will. So, in all my writings, you will notice that I have tried to clarify the muddy waters that this International Acharya Board has stirred up. And instead of using the word Acharya Board, I always say Acharya Sabha, because that is what this is supposed to be. The Acharya Board, as named in Srila Gurudev's will, is meant to be an Acharya Sabha, as it was described in 1978 in Sridhar Maharaj's talks with the GBC of ISKCON, where he explained that there should be an Acharya Sabha and that it should be guide everything from behind. In other words, the spiritual direction of the mission should be guided by the Acharya Sabha. And what is the Acharya Sabha? It is a group of acharyas who are initiating, who are acting as gurus, who are the acharyas in the mission. And in our case, who were named by Srila Govinda Maharaj to be acharyas. So, little background. And so, I say there is a difference between the Acharya Sabha, named in Srila Gurudev's will, and the Acharya Board, which is exactly the same members as the International Acharya Board, which was made on by Srila Govinda Maharaj and formed on March 7th, 2010, by the stroke of the pen of Srila Govinda Maharaj, made of five members, not six, not seven, not one. And by the way, there was no mention that anyone should be the head of that International Acharya Board. So I don't know where that idea came from either, that they are saying that Acharya Maharaj should be the head of that board. But anyway, they made Acharya Maharaj the head of that board. So now, he is the head of the International Acharya Board. Then, next, what is the next sequence of events? The International Acharya Board met on April 8th, 2010, their inaugural meeting. And I know it was their inaugural meeting, their first meeting, because Goswami Maharaj told me it was their first meeting. So, it was not a meeting of the Acharya Sabha, was it? I, as I found out later, was an invited guest. I was not a member of the International Acharya Board. I do not claim to be a member. Never disputed that in any way. There are five members, fine. And I am not one of them, and that's fine with me. And Trivikram Maharaj also, he is not one of them, and that's fine with him also. Very good. So, the International Acharya Board, IAB, which immediately became the illegitimate Acharya Board, when they began to have their meetings and make decisions affecting the society, after Srila Gurudev's departure, after his disappearance from this world, they became illegitimate because they no longer had a legitimate function. When Srila Gurudev passed away, he left a will, and his will, in his will, he gave direction how he wanted his society and his followers and his disciples to govern themselves and look after his mission and govern his mission, manage his mission after his disappearance. The will, that's what a will is for. And that's what his will was for. And that's what it does. That's what it was meant to do. And he took great care to make it and see that it would do that. And now it is being ignored. And that's why I was angry in my last video that you saw. Because it is not very pleasant for me to think that over a number of years, Srila Gurudev for the sole purpose of guiding us, looking after us, taking care of us, and to see that his will would be done, followed, understood after his disappearance. This was the last chance that he had to give us direct instruction on how to conduct our affairs as devotees, as a mission, who to regard, who to look to for guidance, who will be the managers of the of his temples, his mats in India, and as I say, even extending abroad to Malaysia and the Philippines and to London. His last chance to do that was in this document, which everyone understands is a last will and testament, what it is intended to do. So he did that, and after doing that, and after his disappearance, and by the way, one other thing I want to mention, Mahananda Prabhu told me, because I asked him, how long, when did Srila Gurudev first decide that these six acharyas would be acharyas? And Mahananda told me, from the time of his debilitating illness, as I recall, a heart attack, which I believe was in 2004 during his visit to the Soquel ashram. He stayed for an extended time in Soquel. It may have been another year, but this is my memory is not so good on these sorts of things. I believe it was in 2004, but it could have been 2003, could have been another year. But as I recall, Acharya Maharaj also remembers it as being 2004. But at any rate, when Srila Gurudev had his heart attack while staying in the Soquel ashram in California, he wanted to be sure that his mission, he wanted to give some final directions to the devotees of his mission, how to carry on after his disappearance. And so he thought he was about to leave this world, and he asked that he camera be brought and a video and make a videotape to do what he did later through this document, his last will and testament. So through a videotape he said how he wanted his affairs to be managed after his disappearance. So from what he thought to be his deathbed, this was so important to him that he took these precautions to see that who he wanted to be acharyas of his mission, that they would be named and that would be documented through this videotape which he made at that time. And Mahananda said, to the best of his knowledge, the same six persons that we find in his last will and testament were named then, and they continued to be the same persons from that time until his disappearance in 2010. And he updated, he made another video later on, maybe around 2007 or something also, I'm not sure of the date. But again, he had a stroke in India, and he asked Mahananda, bring a video recording equipment, I want to make my desires known. And again, from what he thought to be his deathbed, he wanted to make certain that everyone understood what he wanted, how he wanted the affairs of his mission to be conducted after his disappearance. And Mahananda Prabhu brought a video camera, he recorded Gurudev's direction, and as Mahananda told me again, the same persons were named as acharyas then. Six, the same six that are in his last will and testament, signed March 26, 2010. The last will and testament that I keep referring to. So, now, after his disappearance, you're hearing many stories, as I am hearing, oh, Gurudev named some other acharyas. He wanted someone else to be an acharya. And of course, who am I talking about? Goswami Maharaj. So why was Goswami Maharaj in that meeting of April 8th? A meeting of, I thought, would be a meeting of the Acharya Sabha, the acharyas of Chaitanya Saraswat Math. Why was Goswami Maharaj there? Because he thought, and those others, the other four acharyas in the meeting that were named by Srila Gurudev, they wanted to think that, of course, Goswami Maharaj will be an acharya. They thought, oh, this is what Gurudev would want. And giving as evidence, you hear different sorts of evidence about this. Oh, this thing, that. He was named as Acharya of London. Avadhuta Maharaj told me this. You know, others also told me. And I accept it. I believe it. That at some point, Govinda Maharaj made some remark, Goswami Maharaj can be the Acharya of London. So, Goswami Maharaj can be the Acharya of London. So, did Gurudev make Goswami Maharaj the Acharya of London? Therefore, he is the seventh Acharya? No, he did not. And I know this from the Mat commander, the secretary of the London mission, Devashish Prabhu, who told me that he went to India in February of 2010, a month before Srila Gurudev's disappearance, to clarify this matter, to make it clear for him. And what did he asked Srila Gurudev, actually want Goswami Maharaj to be the Acharya of London? And Gurudev's answer, no. Gurudev's answer was no. No, I do not. I want it to be under the Navadvip Mat. That was Guru Maharaj's desire. So Acharya Maharaj will be the Acharya of London. And what do we see after Gurudev's disappearance? They did the right thing. Devashish put on his website, the Acharya of London, Acharya Maharaj, not Goswami Maharaj. But if Goswami Maharaj was supposed to be the Acharya of London, then why he's not the Acharya of London? And of course, as the math, simple math, if there are six Acharyas, there cannot be only one. If there is one, there cannot possibly be six. As that simple math cannot be understood by the big geniuses of our mission, the acharyas, the leaders that Gurudev named, they cannot understand the simple math, so they cannot understand this simple point either. If Gurudev made any reference to Goswami Maharaj being the Acharya of London, it was withdrawn, and it was never reinstated. If it had been reinstated, then, of course, Goswami Maharaj would be the Acharya of London, which he is clearly not. Who is the Acharya of London? Acharya Maharaj. So, at this meeting in the afternoon, this meeting going back again to April 8th, the meeting of the Acharya Board, and I... having read the will, having seen in black and white, clear as day, that there are six acharyas and Goswami Maharaj was not named as one of those acharyas, then I asked a simple question of the group. Four acharyas, Acharya Maharaj, Avadhuta Maharaj, Ashra Maharaj, and myself were present at this meeting. Mahananda Prabhu was the secretary, was also present. And Goswami Maharaj is there present for the afternoon meeting. And so I inquired, can someone tell me why Goswami Maharaj is here? Well, see, that was a question which was not supposed to be asked. I was not supposed to notice that we have a non-acharya in the meeting of the acharyas. And why that was a concern for me? Because I understood from Srila Sridhar Maharaj's talks with the GBC in 1978, he said clearly that there should be a meeting, a board of acharyas, an acharya sabha, and no non-acharyas should be present for those meetings. These are the words of Srila Sridhara Maharaj. I understood it clearly. Goswami Maharaj understands it clearly. Anyone with half a brain understands it clearly. There is no duplicity, no ambiguousness. Everything is clear. Everything is crystal clear, like glass. Who will guide the mission? Are a group, a board of acharyas. And when that board meets, there should not be anyone present at that meeting who is not an acharya. Now, of course, whoever they invite can be there, as Mahananda was invited to be the secretary, and as I previously thought, Goswami Maharaj may have been invited that we could consult with him on scriptural matters or something. But otherwise, he has no place there. He had no business being there. And certainly he had no business telling the acharyas of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math that they should all defer to one acharya, Srila Acharya Maharaj. But that's what he did say. That's what he believed. That's what he wanted. He wanted to be one acharya of Chaitanya Saraswat Math, one exalted supreme acharya that all the other acharyas were to defer to. And I believe those were his very words. All of you, I believe you should all... And actually, he didn't even say, I believe you should. He said, of course you will all want to defer to Acharya Maharaj. Because he was selected as the acharya of the Navadvipa Math. Therefore, his position is superior to everyone else. And of course, what immediately came to mind hearing that, number one, what immediately came to mind was, but Gurudev didn't say that. This was not Gurudev's idea. So it is preposterous. I took it as a preposterous proposal. As time went on, I would come to see just how preposterous it was. But at any rate, I'm more or less, a simple person. I read Srila Gurudev's will, 6 acharyas. I know their names. I know them by heart. It's very easy to understand who they are. And even easier to understand when one name is missing, the name of Sripad Goswami Maharaj. And then, as I mentioned, so many other things. He was the one who wrote the will, so he couldn't put his own name there. Well, that's wrong. And he was too humble. But he wasn't too humble to write and to include in the will, everyone should follow Goswami Maharaj and Ashram Maharaj. He wasn't too humble for that. Oh, everyone should follow me. I'm not too humble to put that in Gurudev's will. But he's too humble to put in the will that Gurudev named him as an acharya. Acharya of what? Of London? No? That was withdrawn. Gurudev withdrew that suggestion. It was a suggestion. It wasn't an order. It wasn't a command. It wasn't a final anything. An idea. And that idea withdrawn. And everyone knows it was withdrawn. It's obvious by the result. Acharya Maharaj is the Acharya of London. You can see him sitting on a big Vyasasan on the London Math website with garlands and everything. There's no one else, no Goswami Maharaj sitting like that. No second person sitting with him on the same Vyasasan. One man, Acharya Maharaj, he is the Acharya of London. As properly understood by Devashish Prabhu, not Goswami Maharaj. Or then other arguments. When that argument didn't work with me, then Avadhuta Maharaj and others, they made other arguments. Oh, but he is named to the Acharya board. Not wrong. He was named as a member of the International Acharya Board. What came to be the illegitimate Acharya Board. Because why is it illegitimate? Because it only had a function during Srila Gurudev's presence. It had no function after his disappearance. Just as all of the other boards that were created by this memo of the same date, March 7th, 2010, all of those boards, formation of international boards, plural. Where are those boards? They were all canceled. Why were they canceled? Because Srila Gurudev said in his will, there should be one supreme board over all others. He gave it a name, Primary Trust Board. It will have 7 members. He named the members. So all the boards, formation of international boards memo, include, and what is one of the boards? The International Acharya Board? Cancelled. All cancelled by Srila Gurudev's will. And again, then they say, Giri Maharaj is looking at this in legal fashion. He doesn't understand Gurudev's real desires and da-da-da-da-da, so many things. But then on the other hand, they'll say, well, Giri Maharaj is not a lawyer. What does he know? We have to consult a lawyer. What would a lawyer say? You know, only a lawyer can understand this. Oh, actually, no, a lawyer can't understand it. Only the person who wrote the will, Goswami Maharaj, he's the only one who can understand it. And Goswami Maharaj told me that. He tried to convince me that only he can understand Gurudev's will. Then I asked him, then his will is invalid? Is that what you're saying? It must be invalid because the court can't understand it, the judge can't understand it, his disciples can't understand it, no one in our mission can understand it, the acharyas can't understand it because they didn't write it. So it was written by someone who is the only one who can understand it, and he wrote it in such a way that no one can understand it except him, and therefore it has no validity. Because he holds the key. Unless he gives you the key to open it, you can't understand it. Just like previously he held the key to all of Srila Sridhar Maharaj's tapes, his recordings. If you didn't get a recording of Srila Sridhar Maharaj from Goswami Maharaj, you didn't get one. Because he held the key. He had them locked up in his treasure chest. Then he took Gurudev's will and he locked that up in his treasure chest. And only the privileged could see it. And then when there was too much pressure, I think primarily made by me, but to give them credit, Ashram Maharaj also wanted the will available to the devotees. Janardhan Maharaj also wanted that. So when there was pressure, then the will came out. Probate is still going on, but now the will can be released. But previously, no, we can't show the will because it's in probate. You can't have a copy, Giri Maharaj. It's in probate. No one can have a copy. Oh, but Janardhan Maharaj had a copy. Ashram Maharaj had a copy. Mahananda Prabhu had a copy. Jamuna Priya had a copy. Acharya Maharaj had a copy. Who knows how many people had a copy. But Giri Maharaj, an acharya named by Srila Gurudev in his will, he can't be given a copy. I wonder why. Maybe because Giri Maharaj would read it. Maybe that's...
I understand.
Yeah, maybe that's why. It occurred to me as a possibility. Maybe what they're afraid of is Giri Maharaj will read the will and he will understand it. And frankly, devotees of the world, anyone with a 6th grade education in the English language, you can also read it and you can understand it. It does not require getting the key from Goswami Maharaj and having him interpret it for you. And so after the will became available, Then lo and behold, yes, Giri Maharaj understood it. Others also read it and understood it. Because it's written to be understood. Otherwise, what is the point? What is the point of writing a will and then saying, well, only the author of the will can understand it. So in the probate court, are we to assume that the judge will be told, Your Honor, you cannot understand what's written here. Sorry. You will have to call Goswami Maharaj to the stand as a witness to come and explain it to you. And all the lawyers on either side, you also cannot understand what is said here. Call Goswami Maharaj to explain it to you. This is their logic. It's absurd. And what they have shown us is they do not mind being absurd. They're very happy to show themselves. We are absurd. We will say any absurd thing to convince someone to follow us. This is what they've done. So, these absurd remarks, it cannot be, the will cannot be seen by anyone. No one can have a copy. It's in probate. Okay, I immediately thought that was absurd. And told Acharya Maharaj and told the group of Acharyas at that meeting that it was nonsense. It was, in my opinion, I'm not a lawyer, so of course I have that defect, but I am, you could say, a man with some knowledge of the world. I've signed many contracts. I have my own will. I've seen the wills of others, etc., etc. And I have knowledge of the legal system. I've defended myself in the legal system, and by the way, won the case. So I have some acquaintance with it. And anyway, it's not very mysterious, because what is required is a knowledge of the English language. And if you don't understand something, we have dictionaries, and you can look it up. You can find out what is the meaning of a word from a dictionary. So it's not really, it's not all that, remarkable. You do not have to be God to understand the meaning of a will. Okay? So I asked, back to our story, why is Goswami Maharaj here at this meeting? And then Goswami Maharaj blew up. He became very angry, and in an accusatory fashion, directed to me, yelling at me, "You don't think that Gurudev wanted me to be an Acharya? You don't think that Guru Maharaj recognized me as an Acharya or a Guru?" And whatever, so many things like this, defending his position as a Guru. That, no, of course, Srila Govinda Maharaj regarded him as a guru, and therefore we should all regard him as a guru and acharya, and therefore he was should be there in this meeting. In some general fashion, of course. He was a guru outside of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, as I mentioned the other day. He was the guru of the Krishna Consciousness Mission, the Krishna Consciousness Movement, KCM, the Krishna Consciousness Movement. Movement founded and directed by him. And as I said the other day, from whenever it was formed, approximately 1981 or so, and till the current day, he is the founder, and he is the Acharya, and he is everything for the Krishna Consciousness Movement. A registered, incorporated legal entity in the state of California. So he incorporated that when he started his temple in San Jose, California in 1981 or early 82, late 81, I think, maybe early 82, he purchased a building there. And he was the guru there. At first, he was preaching Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and that devotees who joined, or newcomers, would take initiation from Srila Sridhar Maharaj. After a short time, he took sannyas from Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Previously, he was the sannyasi of sannyas disciple of Harikesh Maharaj, and he was found that unsuitable, because Harikesh Maharaj, in 1982, after the meeting of the GBC, where they determined that they would not allow anyone connected with Srila Sridhar Maharaj to be a part of ISKCON, then Goswami Maharaj, and I believe rightly, felt that Harikesh Maharaj is an offender to Srila Sridhar Maharaj. I will not keep my sannyas with him. And he asked Srila Sridhar Maharaj for sannyas, and Srila Sridhar Maharaj gave him sannyas. So, and Srila Sridhar Maharaj gave him some encouragement, as he did the other sannyasi disciples of his that were disciples of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, that you can continue the sampradaya of your Gurudev, Srila Swami Maharaj. That should be continued, so you initiate your own disciples. Not necessary that Srila Sridhar Maharaj initiate them. You initiate your own disciples. If there's any special case, then they can be taken to Srila Sridhar Maharaj. But otherwise, who is doing the preaching? Who is the who is giving shiksha? Generally, he becomes the Diksha Guru. So Goswami Maharaj, you're doing the preaching in San Jose. You be the Guru in San Jose. And Goswami Maharaj did that. Yeah, he became the Guru there. And again, I have no problem with that. He did. He was fine. Good for him. And he continued that mission as the guru of that mission with his own disciples, etc., until he came to Navadvip in January of 2000, January 1st or 2nd of the year 2000, and he adopted the sannyas vesha again, which he had left for a long period of time. He asked Srila Govinda Maharaj what he should do. Is any ceremony, anything necessary? And Srila Govinda Maharaj thoughtfully, and I would say probably generously and kindly, said, no, what was given by Srila Sridhar Maharaj, no one can take that away. And so you were given sannyas by him, put on the sannyas vesh, and you're again a sannyasi. And he has been. He has been a very good sannyasi, and I don't have anything bad to say about that. And, Hare Krishna. Maybe not a perfect sannyasi, but none of us are perfect, so. And I say that only because there seems to be some tendency to leave the sannyas vesh for to do things publicly in Western dress and preach in Western clothes and things like that. And that was that's not our idea. Our idea means that was not taught by Srila Sridhar Maharaj or Srila Govinda Maharaj. So not a very acceptable idea. Srila Sridhar Maharaj talking about the sannyas vesh, said, I have accepted this vesh, and he said, I will continue wearing this dress until my last breath. And that is the ideal that I think we should follow, not be looking for some excuse to leave the sannyas dress. There can be reasons, and I'm not saying it's absolute, but they should not be whimsical reasons. which I think, anyway. So, with that qualification, Goswami Maharaj joined Chaitanya Saraswat Math. Previously, he was the leader of the Krishna consciousness movement, his own mission, until the year 2000, when he came to Navadvip, accepted the sannyas vesh, and accepted that his movements would now be directed by Srila Govinda Maharaj. And until that time, I think it's fair to say that he was independent from Chaitanya Saraswat Math, as all of us were when we first came to Srila Sridhar Maharaj in 1981 or so. So we're getting close to the end of our time for this video. So we'll stop here. Again, my obeisances to all the devotees. I am trying to speak to the devotees of Srila Gurudev, especially the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, the disciples and followers of Srila Govinda Maharaj, who Gurudev wanted to see that your spiritual lives, our spiritual lives, would be protected. And he gave instructions for that purpose. And I am trying to make my appeal that these instructions be followed. So that timer indicates our time is about up. And we'll continue again in a little bit. So, Jai Suparikar, Sri Sri Guru Garanga, Sri Sri Gandharvika Girir Hari Ju Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Shilesi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Rakak Shirardev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Bhagavan Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Sri Rupanuga Guru Varga Ki Jai. Itai Gaur Premanande Haribol, Gaur Haribol, Gaur Haribol.